This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Here's where we're at, folks. For centuries, really, for the entire history of human history, but for modern history, there's a criminal cabal, a technocracy, a kleptocrat technocracy looking to bring in a one-world government, communism as the system, the Chinese model as the rollout. And so the reason why George Washington and the Founding Fathers fought and created America is because they realized this back in the 1700s. And they said, no, we're free men, and so you're not going to roll this out on us. And they created America. A test of self-government, a test of a trial of the human will and ability. And what happened? Well, it was the most successful political test in history. And so, yeah, are there flaws? Of course, but it's self-government. It's the free market. And it won. And it dominated. And it continues to. So the enemies of freedom in the 1700s still exist today. Different names, different faces, same bloodlines in many cases. And so now what do they do? Well, they can't let you have America. They can't let America be successful because the success of America, the freedom of the American people, and the higher standard of living that we have here is death to communism. It's death to the one world government model. It's death to the tyrannical government model. So they have to lie about it and destroy it. That's the only way to bring it about. So now here we are. What happens? A bioweapon is created and released out of a lab in Wuhan, China. China then covers it up and lies about it. The Democrats in America do the exact same thing, saying nothing to worry about here. Fauci says nothing to worry about here. Don't shut down the borders at all. Don't stop traveling from China. That's racist. That goes on for 2 months. Then what happens? Major viral outbreak all around the world, global pandemic. Well, what happens then? Well, the Democrats change tune. How dare Trump let this pandemic outbreak? Well, Trump let this pandemic happen, so now we have to take all your rights. It's all Trump's fault, even though China lied about it. And the Democrats did their bidding in the West and said, you know, don't worry, keep everything open for now. And then it spread, and then blame Trump. So that's what they did, because they have to get Trump out of office because he represents the last real American leader with any political power. And so that's where we're at today. And so now they put the media gun to Trump's head and they say, if you don't shut down everything and if you don't let America collapse into tyranny, guess what? We're going to tell everybody that you are responsible for all these deaths. And then we're going to charge you in a world court for crimes against humanity and throw you in jail. And that's now what they're doing. Now, look, President Trump is not my enemy, and I support him. But let me tell you something right now. And I know he realizes this, but he needs to start acting like it. He is in the final death throes for America. And we can sit here and we can have coronavirus press briefings all day long with that coward and fraud, Anthony Fauci. But it's time for the president to make a radical decision and start having daily press briefings about the treason committed by Obama. Start having daily press briefings about how we've had our intellectual property stolen and being just financially raped by China. Talk about how China lied about these numbers, how it was a bioweapon that came out of China. Let's have press briefings on that. Let's stop the fear-mongering. Let's stop the panic. Let's stop the collapse of America. And let's bring to light the realities of how and why we got here. Fauci is a fraud. Fauci is a fraud. Fauci is a fraud. Fauci is a fraud.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We're already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, America was flatlining on its deathbed, and then Donald Trump came along and just shocked us back to life. And so we're still kind of hazy, opening our eyes, getting our sensations back. What? Oh, huh? And then here comes the deep state globalist to say, no, you're sick. Lay back down. Get back in that hospital bed. You're dead. And America's believing it. And President Trump kind of just standing there watching the whole thing happen, hoping that America will realize, no, we're not sick. We're okay. We can be free. Because that's the real power, is that you take it and not rely on Donald Trump. So Gerald Celente is about to take over from TrendsResearch.com. But Gerald, I have to ask you, you know, you're up there in New York. You have to be so pleased with your leadership there. Governor Cuomo and Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, you have to be so pleased with them. They've released thousands of criminals back on the streets, including child rapists. So, wow, a big salute to Bill de Blasio, who, of course, was housing one of the biggest pedophiles in New York. They called him the next John Podesta. Zach Schwartz, caught with all kinds of child porn on his computer, just right under de Blasio. No coincidence there. So Cuomo and de Blasio releasing child rapists back onto the streets. I just got to say congratulations to you, Gerald, and all the people of New York. The pedophiles roam free thanks to Cuomo and de Blasio.
Well, you know, it's thanks to Cuomo and de Blasio, you know, the people are going broke up here. The whole place is closed down. The streets are empty. And again, you know, our magazine, the Trends Journal, I talked about and wrote about it as it was happening with little Andy Cuomo, the daddy's boy that named the Tappan Zee Bridge the Mario Cuomo Bridge. Like, his father's better than mine. You know, that little boy. Oh, you mean the little brother over there on the Cartoon News Network, CNN, where they're showing him how sick he is? I got the flu. I got... Hey, why am I seeing this little clown? I don't watch it, of course, but I see the clips coming up. Who? Why should... What makes him so important? I'll tell you what makes me so important. I'm born on third base, thought I hit a triple, and I'm better than everybody else. I'm daddy's boy. I'm daddy's boy. I'd be no place if daddy didn't get here. So now with this little low-life scum did, as this corona hysteria was breaking out in the media, and hardly, the numbers, by the way, the numbers add up to nothing. As we're speaking, Owen, what are we looking at, about 76,000 people dead? On a global population of 7.7 billion people. This is going on for 3 months. So anyway, low-life Cuomo, who robbed us of our constitutional rights that the press media won't talk about, as all these little low-life scum politicians, these little low-life repulsive kids and Democrats around the country, closing down about 80% of our nation, he slipped in a bill, a bill that was going through. He slipped in a clause a couple of weeks ago that would give him supreme power over all of us. And then he took it. He called a state of emergency. What constitution? I heard you speaking a little before. What Bill of Rights? Shove it. They don't mean anything. And it's not only America. It's Germany. It's Norway. It's Italy. As an Italian, I'm ashamed of them. But then again, I thought back. What's so different? They marched to Mussolini. They hired Hitler. All right. They followed off a low-life piece of scum, stupid SOB, another daddy's boy, George W. Bush, with the IQ of a moron, an imbecile, a jerk. That guy Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. We got to go into Afghanistan, the longest war in American history. We got to get that guy Osama bin Laden, yeah. All the people tied yellow ribbons around everything that wouldn't move. Waved American flags everywhere. The longest war in American history and a other war based on lies. Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. The people are sheeple. And they follow their leaders. You name the country, it's one after another. And now hear this. Now hear this. History is repeating itself. Go back to the 1930s. Markets crashed, right? Currency war. Trade war. Great Depression. World War III. Now, currency wars. How much have we heard about the trade wars? We are entering the greatest depression. World War III. If we don't fight for our freedom, if we don't fight for our rights, and I am a warrior of the Prince of Peace, I fight for peace, we are going to die in war. You see how the imbeciles, the morons, the Heil Hitlers, the March to Mussolinis, the Salute Stalins, and it's all repeating itself, even to the point. Welcome back, Stasi in Germany. It's everywhere. Hey, my neighbor has three people out in the backyard and they're having a barbecue. Hey, they're walking too close. They're calling up the cops and ratting everybody out, just like they did when the terrorists took over the country. And that's what's going on now.
You know, it's incredible, too, to be witnessing how they can do this in such a short period of time. And the one thing that I want to piggyback off of what you said, and then Gerald Celente is taking over the rest of the way. You know, I think that the average American, and this probably applies worldwide, but I'll stick to our domestic issues here. The average American couldn't even name their local politician. They couldn't even probably name, most of them, except for since Trump or Obama, probably couldn't even tell you who the president was, the vice president. Americans are politically ignorant, okay? Mostly by choice. But I know, while most Americans probably don't even know where to look to find where their local judge is or who their local representative is in the House or the Senate, oh, they know how to put the TV on, though. Oh, hell yeah, they do. They can put that TV on. They can flip through channels faster than anything you've ever seen in your life. And what's on every channel? Coronavirus. If you're watching sports, stay home. Watch the classic sports games. It's coronavirus. If you're watching cartoons, stay home, kids. Wash your hands. There's an epidemic on our hands. You're watching the news. The numbers, the flashing graphics, the panic, the maps. So it doesn't matter where you go. Hollywood, sports, entertainment, culture, politics, everything. It's just constant henpecking. Coronavirus, outbreak, you're going to die, shelter in place, you have no freedom anymore. That's the only way to save your life and everyone else's life. It made me realize something I already knew, Gerald, and as you know, we don't have any real leaders. All we have is the TV. The TV tells us what to do. That's all it is. As long as they control the TV, they control all of us.
They're prostitutes. That's what I call them. They get paid out. They get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. And look, the same thing happened. Again, we wrote about it in this detail in our trends journals going back to 2008. We did a whole section on this. When the Iraq War broke out, The numbers are all there. They fired guys like that guy, Mike Donahue, on MSNBC. The people that they put on were pro-war. The numbers are right there. FAIR did a whole study on it, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. They're doing the same thing now. They put on officials, official suck-ups, official jerks, official mainstream, we'll do what you tell us to do people, to give us the data. As we're speaking now, Owen, what is it, about 10,500 people have died in the United States?
Yeah, it's
out
about
of a population
number.
Of, what, 330 million people? And now hear this. All these low-life scum politicians, they're going to say how successful they were by locking us all down. And that's why.
Because their models are wrong. But actually, you know what? Gerald Celente's about to take over. Gerald, I just learned that there's millions of deaths a year in the United States due to heart issues. So now you cannot eat a cheeseburger. So no more cheeseburgers for you, Gerald Celente. Someone might have a heart problem.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. Whoops. Can't be happy. Can't be happy. You gotta have fear. You gotta have fear. Because that's all they're selling. We wrote about this as it broke out in late January in our Trends Journal. The headline went something to the effect like this. 109 die in China. This is a headline in our magazine. Out of a population of 1.4 billion. New Black Plague? And now, of course, they're saying that, you know, they're lying about them numbers over there in China. All right, now they're saying 50,000 died. Okay, 50,000 died out of 1.4 billion. And as I mentioned to Owen, in America, what do we have? About 10,500 people have died of this. You look at the data, it's all there. For example, one of the highest death rates is in New Orleans. Way down yonder in New Orleans. I went to New Orleans. I went to the Mardi Gras my senior year in college. Wow. 1969. I got left back in here. It should have been 68. Anyway, that way I got to the end of the old New Orleans. But now it's a different New Orleans. And the people that are dying there, they're dying because of diabetes, obesity, lung disease. They're chronically ill already. But that Inslee character, low-life governor over there in Washington, the state of Washington, closed down the state. Now he's bragging that, hey, the numbers are coming down, you know. Yeah. Most of the people that died were from a nursing homes in Kirkland, Washington. It's the elderly and the ill. Chronically ill, they're to die. A couple of young people die, but they're blowing this thing way out of proportion. And it's hysteria that's selling it. And the people that are buying it the most are the liberals, the Obama lovers. You know, Obama, he didn't kill as many as Bush. You know, those kind of people. Yeah, the Obama that, you know, folks, first day I'm in office, I'm going to close Guantanamo. And he folked us for 8 years. Folk, 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 folk. Yeah. Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Guy with his 33,000 troop surge in Afghanistan. That guy Gaddafi, you gotta go. I don't like him. I want that guy shot out of it. Yeah, that Obama that all the liberals love. The low-life, cowardly liberals are the ones that are selling this the most. And I can give you the facts on top of that. Where did the fear and hysteria start? Washington State. Yeah. Washington State. And where else? San Francisco. Yeah. Look at those tough cats. Yeah. That little Zuckerberg. That little junior boy. How about Cook? Huh? Now there's a real tough guy. Yeah, with Apple. One little boy after another. They're the first ones that started announcing working from home. They're the ones that started selling the hysteria. The last time I looked of how many people died in San Francisco, when these are the first places they're closing down, I believe it was around 12 or less to date. Or a couple of days. no number, out of a population where they got about 700,000 people, a million people. They're the ones that started this. And then the prostitutes. Here we go. Silicon Valley was first, just as I remembered. Look at the little geeks, the little geek freaks. Yeah, the only thing that changes is the color of their t-shirts, from black to blue. Those are the ones that sold this. And the media, ratings were going down in the toilet where they began, belong. Just like when hurricanes start. Yeah, there's a tough guy for you. Hey, wouldn't you mess with him? Oh, watch out, watch out. Don't meet this guy in a dark alley. Look at these little boys. The cowardly liberals. The lying, low-life, slimy liberals. Who love their murderers, but don't like anybody else's. They're the ones that push this. And the low-life media. Like I said, all these guys and gals get all dressed up in their hurricane drag. Here's a hurricane coming off the coast of California, or Miami. You guys show the flicks before about how they're faking the whole thing with the wind blowing and the throwing water from behind them and all that. Create fear and hysteria. The good news is, but the bad news on top of it, is that advertising revenues, there you go. Yeah, watch, look at this clown. Look at this little piece of two-bit crap clown boy. Look at this little low-life prostitute. This is the same hysteria that they sold. And there are the people walking behind them, just having another day. Hey, a good thing they're 6 feet away from each other. A good thing they're social distanced. Yeah, how about making up something new like that, huh? Social distancing. Oh, and ask me about New York. Everybody's walking around with these masks. I don't wear a mask. I'm sitting outside before I was reading the paper in the sun. It's a beautiful day here, 64 degrees. Taking everybody locked up. You don't get vitamin D. Your vitamin D's no good for you. We know best. We're low-life, slimy politicians. Politicians have destroyed the economy and robbed us of freedom and democracy, liberty and love. The only thing to fear is fear itself, said Franklin Roosevelt at the beginning of the Depression. Now, the only thing they're selling now in the beginning of the Greatest Depression is fear. Fear. Fear sells. But again, those advertisers aren't advertising. People going to Facebook, all this stuff. They're going there. They're on ETV. But no advertising money coming in. And it's only going to get worse. Which also brings you to why you listen to InfoWars. Why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. And, of course, my website, Gerald Celente on YouTube. Or Trends Journal on YouTube. Because the media is dead. All they're doing, you got a couple of little people providing lies and entertainment. It's a reality show every day. There's no reporting. So that's why do what you can to support InfoWars. Products are great. I buy them. And of course, the Trends Journal is no other magazine like it anywhere in the world. What's going on? What's next and what it means. So, put your money where your heart is. Buy the products from InfoWars. Keep the truth alive. Subscribe to the Trends Journal and go to my site. We'll be back in a few.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of BQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best.
have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Thanks for tuning in. And as I said, to keep the truth alive, you need to support InfoWars and other media like the Trends Journal. And the products, you know, remember how they used to make fun of all us people that would prepare for the worst? As I always said, prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you have nothing to lose. But if the worst happens and you're not prepared, you could lose everything. And now, you know, you want to really build your immune systems up, particularly during this time. When I say, you know, the coronavirus isn't, you know, slaughtering the world as they're projecting it is, you know, you still want to remain healthy, and that's how you fight this off. And Winter Sun Plus is now back in stock and 50% off, and a lot of products are out of stock, so you want to get this while it's still there. And it's back, the powerful vitamin D nutritional supplement, Winter Sun Plus. It's here to help boost your defense. And this is a time to boost the defense. Because, you know, it's not only that we're going down in health-wise with all the poisons that they're putting in our food and our water and the air. You like those artificial flavors. Maybe you like them artificial colors. I know you like things sprayed with all those pesticides and chemicals. But after being out of stock for months, There's no better time to make sure that you're getting the vitamin D3 your body seeks than with Winter Sun Plus at 50% off. An update to the classic InfoWars Life formula, Winter Sun Plus contains 100 mcgs of vitamin D per serving, as well as vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. So do what you can, not only for whole body support, but to support InfoWars and keep the truth alive. It's a great products they have, and I believe in them. As I said to you, what they do is they sell fear and hysteria. And here's an example. This is in today's Wall Street Journal. Breaking story. Bronx Zoo. Bronx, I grew up right near the Bronx Zoo. Bronx Zoo, tiger tests positive for virus. You mean a miserable lion that they put in a cage tests positive for coronavirus, and that's news? How about all the other diseases that these poor animals are dying from as they're taken out of the wilderness and locked up into jails called zoos? I mean, that's just the way I see it. And, you know, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. I won't go to the zoo. But anyway, that's the way they keep hyping this. And it's hype after hype. Again, today's front page of the Wall Street Journal. What does it say? Nation braces for brutal week as death toll nears 10,000. Okay, so this time already this year from the flu, I believe from like October 2019 to March, the numbers that I'm seeing are between 33,000 and 55,000 people in that range have died of the flu. That's a lot more than 10,000. I'm not good at math. But 10,000 dead in a population of, and now it's 10,500, 330 million adds up to 0.0035%, which is, I'd ask my accountant to do it. I couldn't figure out how. So thank you, Neil Pacifico. You know, I mean, these numbers, when you look at them, the global population of 7.7 billion people, you know, about 78,000 people died. You know, these are no numbers. And let's not talk about the 10 million people that are starving in Yemen and suffering from cholera and Ebola. We won't talk about them. They don't count. So when we're looking at closing down now over half the global economy and 80% of America's economy, we're going into the greatest depression like we've never seen before. I just want to throw some numbers at you. Emerging market economies braced for hits. Again, we've been writing about this in the journal. The emerging markets were bracing for a hit before the coronavirus hysteria. And they're not, and people, when you read the media, they say, you know, they blame it on the coronavirus. Don't blame it on the coronavirus, blame it on the politicians that are taking these police state actions to close down businesses. And again, no talk about our violation of the Bill of Rights of the Constitution, or that fact any other country. Oh, and speaking about other countries, they're not locked down over there in Sweden. And it's not a third world place. So, going back to the emerging markets, they were submerging before this. Now you have the dollar going up. Not today, dollar down a bit. Gold prices, as we speak today, are over $1,700 an ounce. They're up like 60-something bucks just today. You know why? Because of all this cheap money that they're pumping in around the world to boost failing markets that were failing before this happened. The U.S. growth rate this year was only projected to be like 2%. That was the same since the Great Recession ended in 2009. Last quarter in Europe.
Gerald Celente, Alex Jones here with an emergency bulletin. I was in there having my lunch watching you, and then they brought me in the documents, and I just wanted to let you know, I never break into you, and you're absolutely right that the markets were failing. They wanted to pump in 15, 16, 17 trillion to themselves. You're absolutely right. We were watching earlier today, Rob Dew was, the New York briefing 2 hours ago. He brought it to me. So while I was watching you, I turned you down and watched what he had on the laptop or the iPad. They admit all over the country that about April 1st or so, making the April Fool's virus, as some have called it, it began to peak. And there was Cuomo during his press conference showing the projection they wanted versus the projection they first claimed of, you know, all these millions dead. The little bitty purple projection was where it was at, showing it crested about 6 days ago. So you finish up the show. The War Room's starting. I'm going to co-host it with Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith today. We're going to show that press conference from 2 hours ago where they hide it in plain view what the real numbers are versus what they hope to bring the curve down to versus what they said it would be if we didn't take action. And then we have similar numbers all over the country showing it broke even before April 1st. So this is amazing news and information. And then we have Trump saying the vaccine might have a horrible impact and that vaccines have been proven to be dangerous in many cases. That's unprecedented. And then Steve Bannon has come out and said Henry Kissinger should be arrested for being the chief Chinese globalist Chi-Com agent. So gigantic developments. I'm glad we've been working together for almost 20 years to see this unfolding and your great trends forecasting. So I wanted to pop in and just say, what do you think about this quickening we're seeing? I'm going to stop now, but the War Room's coming up in about 19 minutes or so. Infowars.com/show and band.video. Sorry to interrupt, Gerald. Just wanted you to know those big developments.
No, thank you for interrupting, and again, thanks for all that you're doing and putting the facts out there. This is what we're saying. We said this from the beginning. These numbers are adding up to nothing. You look at the countries that have closed down. It's police state action. Before going to that, let's go back to the numbers. All these are based on models, and the models keep changing. There's no, you know, there's quantitative data, but it's all built on assumptions. And going back to that low-life Cuomo, the arrogant Cuomo, this is what he said a couple of weeks ago, that when they didn't have enough ventilators. I think he said 40,000 or 30,000, and they only came in with 26,000. How about 400? How about the 26,000 that are going to die? All right? So let's see if 26,000 die in New York.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gerald Celente.
Hey, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Great being on. I very much respect all that Alex Jones and the crew does to keep truth alive and give us information and outlooks and observations that are absent in all of the mainstream media. You know, the cover of our Current Trends Journal is COVID-19 blockbuster, a made-for-TV movie. And that's all this is. It's a made-for-TV movie. And the same sick people, the political scum that started this COVID-19 war are the same ones that start all the other wars with no exit strategy. Hey, what's the exit strategy in Afghanistan? I don't have to tell you. Don't you know who I am? I'm little Georgie Bush, a little bush of nothing. Yeah. A little bush of nothing. How about the Iraq War? Hey, screw you. I don't have to tell you anything. My daddy got me here. I'm a daddy's boy, just like Andy Cuomo. Again, I'm insulted that he named the bridge the Mario Cuomo Bridge. Was his father better than mine? Should have been the Louis Salenti Bridge if you're going to change the name. But if I was governor, I would have kept it the Tappan Zee Bridge. And then it costs us all this money to change the signs and everything. Anyway, going back to this horror show, they have no exit strategy. These are stupid, low-life pieces of scum. They're politicians. Got it? Can anybody add that up? Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in definition of politician, someone that wants to run for his office, blah, 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 blah. A person that's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. manipulative and devious, low-life, rotten scum who have robbed us of our rights are in charge. Where's the pushback? As I said, currency war, trade war, greatest depression, world war. And they'll make up a lie just like they made up, hey, remember the Maine? Got that one, huh? How about World War One, huh? That low-life piece of may he rot in hell, Woodrow Wilson. Yeah. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. Yeah, the former president of Princeton. The Doughboys. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. A Yankee Doodle do or die. Yeah. Sends him to war. And he shot the Archduke Ferdinand. How about the Vietnam War? You like that one? The Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened? That killed over 3 million Vietnamese? Some 60,000 young guys? I was of that age. And I did everything I could to avoid the war. I was too stupid to be against it. Based on lies. I just can imagine me all dressed up, walking through water that high, carrying a gun over my head with 50 pounds on my back and getting shot at. How about the Iraq War? Lies. And the next war will be lies two. Or lies three. And the last lie. Because when they asked Albert Einstein what weapons will be used to fight the Third World War, he said, I don't know. This is a guy that, you know, pretty responsible for putting together a lot of that atomic bomb. He said, but the Fourth World War will be fought with sticks and stones. These same sick people that started the COVID war will get us into World War III. And the low-life liberals will be waving the flags more than anybody. They believe they're Cuomos, they're Inslees, and the other clowns. That guy Holder, Andrew, whatever his name is down there in Maryland. 16 people dead from coronavirus. We got 6 million people down there. And if you get caught outside, you get fined, like, I forget the exact number, but $3,000 and or a year in jail. Rights? You ran out of toilet paper? That's what they want to use our Constitution and Bill of Rights for. Because that's what they turned it into. And where's the outrage? Where are the protests? Oh, you can only protest if you're 6 feet apart. Hey, how'd you make up the 6 feet? In Italy, it's only 3 feet. They're models. Made up stuff. By health officials. This is the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal today. Health officials warned Americans to brace for a pivotal week in the coronavirus pandemic. Health officials, official pieces of crap, political scum, little bureaucrats brought in by the politicians that get paid a lot of money to do nothing other than masturbate in public like they're doing now. Fauci, yeah. F you, Fauci. Another guy, he keeps changing his lines all the time. Oh, it's going to be this percent, that percent. No, this number. No, that number. I'll make up any number. We can make up all the numbers we want. You read the data. Yeah. Some of the toilet paper record. Some experts are cautiously optimistic that social distancing measures might be flattening the curve. Some experts, cautiously optimistic. Show me hard data. What experts? Some experts. The experts that we put on. The little low-life scum that bend down and suck up so they could be on TV. Yeah. You want to sit next to Whoopi Goldberg, maybe? Or maybe that other one? I forget their names, but I don't like any of them. Who would lower themselves to go on these shows? Exploits. The numbers add up to nothing. and they're destroying the global economy. Yeah. At least a fourth of U.S. economy goes idle. Counties that ordered a lockdown represent an estimated 96% of nation's activity. How am I going to pay my job, my bills? How am I going to pay my taxes? How am I going to pay my rent? I can't cut your hair. I can't go to work. You know why the politicians don't care? Because they got a thing called taxes that we have to pay no matter what. And these little boys and girls, like a Biden and a bunch of others, Cuomo, who never worked a day in their life, they've been sucking off the public tit their whole lives. They don't have to worry about paying their bills. They don't have to worry about, where am I going to get the money coming in? They steal it from us in the name of taxes. Aren't they brave to tell everybody to stay at home, lose your job, lose your businesses, lose your future, because we tell you so. And the liberals are leading the charge. And no fight back. And I'm really happy that Alex Jones came on and showed you those numbers. Again, the flu season's over, usually around this time of the year. But the media will keep it going. They'll keep the hysteria raging. They'll do anything they can to keep getting people to tune in as they were tuning out by the droves. ABC, CBS, MSNBC, it was FU. They were going away. But now they're back. And we'll be back next week. And I want to thank Alex Jones and the whole crew for all that they do. And please, as I said, do what you can to support InfoWars. Buy the products. They're needed now more than ever to keep you healthy and wise. And the new, and of course, the Trends Journal, we hope to keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. The only magazine that tells you what's going on, what's next, and what it means. History before it happens. And please, go to my YouTube, Gerald Celente, Twitter, or Trends Journal on YouTube. And let's keep the truth alive. It's up to all of us. Keep that American spirit alive that the Slimers are robbing from us. See you next
time. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.